Exercise 3, page 186. Text 1.
What do I see here? You all look like we've already lost. Sure, we're down 2 goals. Don't you remember last season when we were down to Seaside FC and we ended up winning on penalties? It's football. Anything can happen. But I'll tell you this, if you play like you look now, nothing will happen. Play every moment and every match like it's your last. Do you want to finish this match and feel like losers? Or do you want to feel like you did your best, even if we do lose? Now let's go out there and play the second half like it's your last.
Text 2.
All eyes are on Carter as he steps up to the plate. The game is tied with 2 out and there is a man on 3rd base. It's all up to Carter now. Even if he hits a single, it should be enough to send Garcia home with the winning run and give the Blues their first championship ever. Here's the first pitch. It's low and outside, but Carter swings and misses. Strike 1. Carter pulls the bat back. Here comes the second. Carter swings and misses. What's he doing? Is he going to swing at everything? Gibson stares at him, and then here comes the fastball. Carter swings. It's up! It's going! 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 It's gone! Out of the park! The crowd goes wild! They have done it! History in the making!
Text 3.
What kind of riding do you do?
I'm in a club. I ride with them most of the time. It's not competitive. We're not that fast, but we like to ride long distances, usually out of the city.
Great. So are we talking about 50 kilometers or something longer?
That would be a short ride. We usually do 80 to 100. It takes up most of the day, including the lunch stop.
And the surface? Paved, gravel, trails?
Mostly paved. We try to avoid gravel roads if we can.
Okay, I think I have just the bike for you. And you're in luck because it's on sale. Let me show it to you.
Text 4.
Today, we are talking with someone who needs no introduction. Welcome to our show, Brian. For those of you who don't know, Brian Perumar is an athlete who has played 3 sports professionally here in England.
Thanks, Sarah. It's nice to be here.
So, let's start with something basic. What led to you making the switch from ice hockey to football?
Well, football was actually my first love. I played a lot of tennis in primary school, but then in secondary school, I joined the football team and enjoyed it immensely. I even dreamt of playing for Arsenal one day. I was a striker, but the problem was that I wasn't very fast. I mean, I was quick to react, but I didn't have the natural sprinting ability to be a really good striker. My coaches told me that I would never make it as a professional.
Well, you proved them wrong, didn't you?
In a way, yes. But they were right. I just wasn't fast enough. But I still felt I had the athletic ability to be a professional athlete. Then, as a teenager, I discovered ice hockey. I didn't even know there was a team in my town. But the first game I saw, I got hooked.
Did you switch because you thought you'd have less competition?
Exactly. As we all know, ice hockey isn't nearly as popular in the UK as football. Not too many English lads grow up wanting to be ice hockey players. But I still had the same problem. I could do everything well, but I was just not fast enough across the ice. I kept getting caught out of position. But I had a very smart coach. He saw the skills that I had and suggested I make the switch to goalkeeper.
And you had a great career with the Sheffield Steelers for as long as it lasted. Which brings me back to my question about why you switched back to football.
Oh yes, sorry. Let's go back to where I said football was my first love. I wanted to fulfill my dream. You see, once I had developed all the skills to be a goalie in ice hockey, it wasn't that difficult to transfer them to football. I had the quickness, the reflexes, and the ability to follow the play. It also helped that I'm 6'2".
It's still remarkable what you've done. Okay, one last question. Why tennis?
After I retired from football, I still wanted to do something active. I had the skills, the quickness, the arm strength and all that, but as you know, I'm not that good. I think the reason people want to see me play is because they know me from football. But if it raises money for charity, I'm happy to entertain the fans even if I lose a lot of games.